I'm not your only, but at least I'm one. I'm not your soulmate, at least I'm something to you. It's not the way I would have wanted, it's just the way that I'm wanted by you. But at least I'm something, at least I'm something to you. At least I'm something, and at least I'm something to you.
Hello, everybody. This is Amelia, and you are listening to Passenger C on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Right now, you're listening to Something to You by Natalie Wilson. Enjoy. Everybody, as I said earlier, that was Something to You by Natalie Wilson. I hope you all enjoyed that one. Wow, it is so exciting to be back in this at the station. It has been almost 2 months. My last show was a little holiday show on December 16th, just playing some good Christmas and festive music for you all. And now we are already in February, which is just wild to think about. It is currently February 10th in sunny Medford, Massachusetts. And no, that was not an ironic joke. It is actually a very, very, very beautiful day out today. Today it is sunny. It's 60 degrees, which to any of my West Coast listeners, that may not sound very nice. But for us, it was beautiful. There were people out on the lawn just hanging out with their friends, sitting in chairs. And no, just even walking to the station, I was like, wow, it's just stunning. And I'm really, really excited for the spring to officially come. And like, I feel like this is such a tease because it's literally February and it's not supposed to be as nice as this. And another fun announcement that if any of you listened to Passenger Seat last semester, you will know that it was actually at 2 to 3 a.m. East Coast time, which is very, very, very late, or early, as some might say, because it's technically the morning, very early. And I'm really excited to be on the air, not in a half delirious and exhausted state, and be able to actually be present with you guys. So now Passenger Seat will be happening every Saturday from 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern time, every other Saturday from 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern time, which is such an exciting news to share. And yeah, it's just like, and if any of you are interested in being new DJs, it is so worth having one of those silly late time slots just to have a slot like this. And even the late time slots are so, it's perfect. Anybody that partook in radio at some point in college probably had a late slot as well. So the song I just played for y'all was Something to You by Natalie Wilson. I've been really, really into her EP called Track Season that came out in May of last year. And I think she's a student at Skidmore College in Saratoga Springs, New York. And I don't know if she released this like while she was there. I guess she graduated from Saratoga Springs or from Skidmore. And she literally has a song called Saratoga. And I also love that one as well. Maybe I'll play that for you on a later date. But now I'm going to play for you guys a song that has definitely been all over every playlist, every kind of thing. Anything that I've been listening to in the last like month or two has included this song, because I just think it's super fun and such an upbeat, good vibe song. So now you are about to hear Red Wine Supernova by Chapel Run.
She showed me things I didn't know. She did it right there out on the deck. Put her canine teeth in the side of my neck.
That was Red Wine Supernova by Chapel Run. Once again, been my current obsession, like out of anything that I've been listening to recently, like it's just been so good. So I hope I'm pronouncing her name right. Chapelrone actually has the same producer as Olivia Rodrigo, and I honestly think that's probably a big reason as to why I'm so drawn to like her music. But honestly, like I've talked about this on the show before, I hate when I find a song by an artist and that's like the one song by them that I really, really like, and all their other songs are kind of like, they're okay, but they're just not as good. So that's kind of my struggle with Red Wine Supernova right now, is that I'm obsessed with that, and a lot of her other music is just a little bit more like pop ballad, a little less fun. Like Red Wine Supernova is just like, her vocals, the whole production on that song I just think is amazing. Dan Nigro, the producer, as I said, he's great. He, and I honestly see a lot of overlap between Chapel and Olivia's music. And actually Chapelrone did some backing vocals on Olivia's track Lacey off of her sophomore album Guts. And oh my gosh, speaking of Guts, I have to talk to you guys about the Grammys, because wow, what a time. I was gonna put one of either the Grammy performers or Grammy nominated artists on the playlist for today, but I totally forgot about that, which is ironic because I spent like over an hour making this playlist, so whoopsie daisies. But the Grammys were super interesting. I actually wasn't able to watch it because I was in the library and I didn't know how to get onto the streaming service, and there's no TV in my dorm, so I was just kind of, you know, like vicariously watching the Grammys through my family and through Twitter. And yes, I got many calls and texts when Taylor Swift announced her newest album, The Tortured Poets Department. And opinion on that, I don't love that she announced at the Grammys. I was kind of talking to some people about it, and we were all sort of felt like it was, the Grammys was a much better opportunity for her to announce Reputation, Taylor's version, because I don't know, Reputation didn't get nominated for any Grammys. And also, it's kind of a ha-ha to the music industry and how she kind of worked around and made this Taylor's version thing. And of course, I'm super excited for a new album, but it just felt a little weird to have been announced at the Grammys versus when she announced Midnight's at the VMAs, which is a much more casual award show. And it seemed like a lot of the other artists weren't super happy about that announcement. So I just think it's interesting, and I'll probably like the album, knowing me, because I do kind of like all of her stuff. But Midnights, which actually won Album of the Year and Best Pop Album, I believe, at the Grammys this year, I honestly think was not super deserved. Midnights is it's a good album. Like, it's fine. It's not my favorite Taylor Swift album, and of course I still listen to it and I enjoy it. However, I do feel as if there were other albums more deserving of those wins, such as honestly Guts by Olivia Rodrigo. I feel like it's a much stronger pop record, and I don't know, the Grammys are always so unpredictable. But another part of the Grammys that I loved and I was seeing everywhere was the Tracy Chapman and Luke Combs Fast Car duet, and I thought that was great. There were some great performances, but once again, Taylor Swift doesn't need to overshadow everybody. Like, it's just like she's kind of setting herself up for failure in that way, because now this album announcement was such a public thing, and if it's not well received, that's going to be really, really interesting. And I don't know, the Grammys are always a toss-up. You never really know what to expect, so I guess we'll just keep an eye on the music industry. And I don't know, there's a lot of hopefully some good music coming out this year with Taylor. I know maybe some Maggie Rogers, some Kacey Musgraves, those are just some like bigger artists I know releasing stuff, and yeah, I'm super excited for that. So now we'll just get into some more mellow chill acoustic vibes, as you often find on Passenger Seat. Oh, and for those of you who don't know, my show is called Passenger Seat because, one, I do not have my driver's license, so working on that. Hopefully by the time I come on air sophomore year, I will be having my driver's license. But you know, these are songs that you'd hear me play in the passenger seat of your car if I was on the aux and was able to play whatever I wanted. And also maybe some conversations that we would have in the passenger seat. All right, so here is a song that I recently discovered just from Spotify randomly showing it to me. So here is We're All Doomed by Shallow Alcove. Such a sight for sore eyes, an underwhelming surprise. The effort comes so naturally. Question. And you just heard We're All Doomed by Shallow Alcove, followed by Take Me Home by Deadbeat Girl. All right, I hope you enjoy both of those. Once again, both random songs that I just found on Spotify. And honestly, I feel like those are always like some of my favorites. You can really never go wrong with a random Spotify song. And they're just such good vibes. So let's see, what else do I have to update you all on in terms of what's going on in my life on campus? I just got into this new student theater organization called Trunk, where we go and perform theater for kids at local elementary schools, which I'm super excited about, and that's just been so fun. Everyone in Trunk is so lovely, and that's just been a great way to keep me busy this semester, because low-key last semester was great. It was pretty chill work-wise, extracurricularly. I was just kind of taking things pretty slow, and I feel like this semester has started to ramp up, but not in a bad way. It's just I'm busier than I was before, and I love it. I love being busy. It's always nice because it just gives me some structure to my week, something to look forward to. And yeah, I've just been enjoying that. And in terms of classes, I've been taking 5 classes, which is a lot. And it's not like one class in particular is giving me a lot of work. It's just kind of the piles on top of each other, sort of all the little tasks, if that makes sense. But a class I've been really enjoying is definitely the Intro to Child Studies and Human Development class. And Tufts has a concentration in children's media and television and all of that. So I think that could definitely be something really up my alley and worth exploring in these next few years. So that's been nice. It's always nice to kind of figure everything out, you know, just kind of have a good sign of where to go next, if that makes sense. So the next time I'm going to play for you all, my dad actually just sent to me the other day. It's just a nice little, he always sends me songs, and he's like, this is chill, I think you'll like it. And he's right. Most of the music that I play, I feel like is pretty chill, pretty low-key. And yeah, so this song, he said he listened to it when he was a kid, is from the 70s, I'm pretty sure. So this song is called, sorry, let me cue it up for you all. This song is called Pink Moon by Nick Drake.
I saw it written and I saw it say, pink moon is on its way. None of you stand so tall. Pink moon, then I get you. Oh, and it's a pink moon. Yeah, pink moon. Pink, 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 pink. Pink moon.
Pink Moon by Nick Drake. Just a short, kind of sweet song, you know. Love the just kind of chill, relaxing 70s sort of vibe. Now I'm going to take you, like, maybe about 20 years later in music. And, yeah, this song is from 96. The next song I'm going to play for you all is called Angel Mine by Cowboy Junkies. So, here we go.
Thank you. was in my head, and I could tell by your breathing that you were still sleeping. I repeated the words you had said. Yeah, I can promise that I'll grow those wings.
You just heard is Angel Mine by Cowboy Junkies. So it is time for a beloved part of my WMFO show. All WMFO shows is our PSAs, because once again, WMFO 91.5 FM is in fact an educational radio station. So this one is inspired by all of my lovely Tufts students and people getting the cold, getting COVID, getting the flu right now. So I think you all need to hear this PSA. Doorknobs, restrooms, telephones, keyboards, other people. What do these things have in common? They're all easy ways for you to pick up or pass along germs. Germs that could lead to colds and flu. And now you can't spend your days avoiding contact with everything, but you can take a few important steps to protect yourself. Washing your hands is one of the best and easiest ways to avoid catching or spreading colds and flu. And keeping your hands and the surfaces you touch clean protects not only you, it also protects those around you. A few extra minutes a day is all it takes to put your health first. For more on avoiding the flu, talk to your doctor or visit massmed.org and click Your Health First. This public health message is brought to you by the Massachusetts Medical Society. All right, you heard it here first, everybody, on WMFO on passenger seat. Make sure you keep your germs away. Wash your hands, everybody. And on that note, let's get into some Donny Hathaway. Here is Love, Love, Love.
Tried to find someone to take your place. It was all in vain. No, their lips were never quite the same. No, baby, when I was kissing someone new, deep inside I was missing you. Oh, baby, you made me fall in love with you. I don't know just what to do. Oh, yeah. I looked out into empty space, and all I saw was your sweet face. Oh,
more than honey, I hope to die. Cause I'm not trying to mislead you. Believe me, girl, I really need you. Fall in love with you. I don't know just what I'm gonna do. Oh, honey, I looked out into empty space. All I saw was your sweet face. Oh, baby, you made me fall in love with you. I don't know just what I'm gonna do.
WMFO Medford.
Queen of Hearts by Juice Newton. And right before that one, you heard Love, Love, Love by Donny Hathaway. I did just get a question of how do I know this song from my mom? And the honest answer is I just found it today, and I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I wish I could say I... But now I'll listen... Now it's on my February playlist, and I'll be listening to it a ton. So... I don't know, I just thought it was, like, a fun kind of, like, country, twangy sort of track from, like, early 80s, and I loved it. I feel like I should check out more Juice Newton, who she is from. Actually, I just looked, she's from Lakehurst, New Jersey, so shout out to any New Jersey people that are tuning in right now. I know a couple of you are. And I loved that Donny Hathaway song. And actually, Donny Hathaway, you may know him for some of his Christmas work, because the song This Christmas he actually sings on. But besides that, a lot of his other songs do have a decent amount of plays on Spotify. Not that that dignifies if the artist is good or not, but that's where, like, I just search. I'm like, I know what kind of era or what kind of sound I'm looking for on the show, and I'll kind of just search for a couple songs that are in a similar vein as that kind of era. And it's been so much fun, honestly, to just find new music. That's probably my favorite part of doing WMFO, is one, listening to other people's shows, which I did a lot last semester, and finding new songs. I remember there was one song, I think, I forget what the band is by, but it's called Throw Me a Curve. I'll find it for you all in a second. And I heard it on WMFO and I loved it. So yeah, now we'll get back in to some more. I believe this, what era are we looking at? Now we're looking at going back to the 70s again. This group was formerly known as, they were originally called the Passionettes, but the way these songs were released was under the a group, or the name of The Fuzz. So this song is called Like an Open Door. Like an Open Door by The Fuzz. I thought that was such a great little, like, hidden gem that I found upon making this playlist. And I just love, like, songs with that kind of, I don't know, just like a little repetitive, but just like sweet, simple. It's great all around. Some more, I guess, little fun updates, some anecdotes to share with you all. I did go to a Glee Pitch Perfect drag brunch this not this past weekend, but the weekend before that in Cambridge, and it was fantastic. The Glee performances by far were my favorite. Of course, I still enjoy Pitch Perfect, but wow, the Glee drag was incredible. With this, one of the queens did both Sue Sylvester and Fat Amy from Pitch Perfect. Hilarious, amazing. I had the best time. It was so much fun. And just the energy in drag brunches cannot be beat. And my personal favorite performance was probably from the host. The drag queen's name is Neon Calypso, and she performed Don't Rain on My Parade. She performed Bust Your Windows. She did kind of all the big Glee songs. And one of the other queens, I'm forgetting her name, but she performed a version of Flashlight from Pitch Perfect 2 and was kind of taking off all these wigs and putting them back on and switching characters, and it was just so much fun, and I had the best time. And I have played Glee on WMFO before, the hours between 2 and 3 a.m. But now I might have to share more Glee with you all at 5 p.m. But unfortunately, no Glee today. This next song is a song I found on a Spotify playlist that is called like Fresh Finds. It's like a Spotify made playlist, and it's great to just find like smaller artists that are releasing new tracks. So this song is called 7 Up by Phoebe Go. Just heard 7 Up by Phoebe Go. I'm actually so happy I discovered that song. It is so great. Phoebe Go is an Australian artist, so I don't think, like, I was looking at her kind of listeners on Spotify, and most of them are from the Australian area. So hopefully now we're bringing Phoebe Go to Medford, Massachusetts, you guys. So beyond exciting. And let's see, do I have anything else to share with you all? Because this show has really flown by. Like, it is already almost 6 p.m. And it's been a great one. I know I've had fun. I hope you all have as well. And if anybody has any questions about the songs I played, you can send me a message in the DJ chat on the WMFO website. Or if you know me personally, feel free to reach out and I can send over any of the songs. And Yeah, well, I'll play you a couple more tracks before the show comes to an end, and I'll be back on the air in 2 weeks, which is super exciting. So the next song I'm going to play for you all is similar vibe, just like a little indie pop kind of moment. So this song is called Lose by Hannah Jadagu. Hannah Jadagu. Oh, wow. What a great show. I'm so happy to be back on the air. I'm happy to have this lovely 5 to 6 p.m. every other Saturday time slot so I can be with you all right going into the evening time and setting you up for a lovely Saturday night. Oh, it's just so fun to be back on the station, and I'm really excited. I'm hoping to have some guests this semester because now more people will be up and awake and wanting to come on the air and chat, and they'll help me curate the playlist. So definitely look forward to that, everybody. There will be guests. There definitely will be guests this time around. So actually, the show right before mine, Acoustic Ceiling with Vin, I believe is his name. He kind of does a little roundup of all the songs that he's played. And you know what? I might do the same for you all right now. Just a little recap. So we started with Something to You by Natalie Wilson, the girl from who went to Skidmore, the Saratoga Springs girl. Then we went to Red Wine Supernova by Chapel Roan, a little like modern pop. Honestly, going back to that song, I know I already raved about it enough, but like one of my new favorite pop songs. I just think her vocals are amazing. Next we got We're All Doomed by Shallow Alcove, followed by Take Me Home by Deadbeat Girl, and then after that we got Pink Moon by Nick Drake, Angel Mine by Cowboy Junkies, Love, Love, Love by Donny Hathaway, Queen of Hearts by Juice Newton, Like an Open Door by The Fuzz. Kind of sounds like the Frozen song. Just kidding. 7 Up by Phoebe Go, Lose by Hannah Jadagu. And you know what? We are about to hit the last song of the night, everybody. And let's see, is there anything else to share with you all before I wrap it up? Not much. You'll hear my voice one more time to give you all a station ID in a minute. Let's see. Nothing crazy. My boyfriend came to visit Boston, visit me, which was so much fun. And I took him to, let's see, shocker, Newberry Street. If you all have listened to this before, you know whenever somebody comes here, I take them to Newberry Street. And that's why I need all my locals' help to figure out other places. I know I should go South End, Faneuil Hall, Quincy Market, North End. There's so much to do here. And I really want to go to the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum at some point as well. And then we hit Davis Square. Actually, today I went to Davis and tried this cafe. And if you guys don't know what Davis Square is, it's this area in Somerville right by Tufts. That's just a cute little college towny area with different restaurants. And I went to this cafe called Diesel, got a great sandwich, tried to do some work, and just ended up working on my playlist for tonight's show. But you know what? That's okay. Sometimes productivity comes in many different forms. So let me hit you all one last song in tonight. This one, once again, was a recommendation from my dad as well as a friend from back home a while ago. She loved this band, and my dad also loved it. And I told him, I was like, Dad, what's that song you played me with the green pop art on the cover? And finally, we figured it out over my break. So here is Wood Cabin by Saint Etienne. Once again, this is Amelia, and you are listening to Passenger Seat on 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Everybody have a wonderful rest of your weekend. Have a great Super Bowl Sunday, and I'll see you all in a couple weeks. And we'll finish out some Saint Etienne, and be sure to stay tuned for the next show from 6 to 7 p.m. Thank you all.